Welcome to Ardos Radio. I am Troy. This episode, I am taking you on a walk to a special house. Now, I'll put pictures of this house online where, if you're listening to the audio of this, if you're watching the video of this, obviously I'll get you pictures of it in real time. It's one of my favorite houses here in this city. This city west of Detroit, not far. City where I grew up. And I've always loved it. And I'm walking to it. I've got maybe, 10 minutes or so before we get there. I've been walking around this city a lot today, looking at, it's kind of a city that's home to, I have fuzz in my mouth. I think it's like a mitten fuzz, if you know what I mean. It's a little loud here because the road is quite busy. But anyway, mid-century modern, if you know what those are, they really went overboard here in a good way. And you can see all kinds. Here, I'll turn the camera around and I'll put a picture up online too of all these mid-century moderns. Now, these are kind of like the working man's mid-century modern, but then they're in the more resourceful, the more affluent parts of the city. They've really got some great ones going. As we walk, I wanted to talk about Killing Eve, which I finally got back into. Season 3 came out on Hulu. If you haven't seen it, it's a great series about an assassin, a female assassin, and she's kind of in love with an MI6 agent. So the MI6 agent is supposed to be catching the assassin, although kind of the premise of the whole show is about how there is a council of people, 12 people who control the world. Now, we can get into conspiracy theories if you want, but that doesn't seem super far-fetched to me. And I'm not talking about the Bilderberg Group or the Illuminati, but as George Carlin once said, to think that people who have power and resources don't get together and talk seems kind of silly. But it's a great show. It really pulls you into the characters. It's great. I've got one episode to go. Don't you hate it when you do that? Like you start binging on a show. You're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to finish it. Then it gets to 12:30 and you start nodding off. And you think, now I got to wait tomorrow to finish it. I was already in the mood, in the groove, seen 3 or 4 episodes in a row. And I couldn't finish. Couldn't bring it home. So close but no cigar, as they say, which I don't know why they say that. But yeah, if you've seen Killing Eve, let me know what you thought of it. By the time I get to putting this episode up in the air, I will have finished it. I've only got one episode of 42 minutes or so. And so we're getting close to the house. It's a great little house. I wanted to do kind of a special personal diary where I share something in my life, the course of my life that I've always liked. And when you see this house, you're gonna be like, it's interesting, but it's not like a mansion or anything. It's just an interesting design. But more or less, I just wanted to take you on a walk today and see what comes up. I've said this before in many podcasts, but I don't want to be self-indulgent or selfish in the content here, especially if I'm going to ask you to give to get on Giving Tuesday here, to give you to give some money to support the show at patreon.com/arthouseradio or to the mothership, patreon.com/arthouse43. Either one, all goes to the same place, but you can choose to support this podcast directly rather than all the art projects that come along with it for arthouse43. Got kind of the post road trip blues, roadkill project finished. What do you get that? Do you feel like you have a road trip or take a vacation or something? This wasn't really a vacation. I was scrounging up pennies to stay at Econo Lodges through the Northwest and the Heartland and the Southwest. But, I was dashing off through the snow to Salt Lake City and Boise, Portland, Big Sur, L.A., Albuquerque, Grand Canyon, Arizona, St. Louis, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And now it's like I've been quarantining for a bit. And every day is like Sunday, as Morrissey said. So it's starting to, they're starting to bleed together. Everybody's going through that bleeding together right now. And I tend to break out of it by, usually I break out of things by starting a new life and moving to a new city. If I break up with someone, I'm like, well, time for a change. Let's try Massachusetts. Or, hey, I'm going to go to Miami because, you know, I just quit my job and that's what you do. I'm a bit of an explorer. I try to be responsible about it. But when I get into that period where I'm done with a trip or I've just finished a trip, then I start to feel that, oh boy, it's really hitting me that I don't have anything fun and exciting to do every day. But I guess maybe you just have to try to make the most of it, you know, like appreciate the little things. Isn't that kind of what the trip was about? Appreciating those small things in life that we take for granted, that we don't notice, like trees. And, you know, one of the things I did in starting this podcast, like I didn't really think about it. I just wanted to hit the road and walk and do a camera. Hello. And I didn't really think about much about the moving image. The people tend to like the background here where I'm at, which is something that I anticipated. So that's a little thing to appreciate, I think. I appreciate that now that other people have pointed it out. Boy, you know what? I'm going to show you. We're here at the house. It's not my house. I wish it was. I would love to buy it. But actually, there's an interesting house next to it, and then there's an empty lot here. So let me turn it around here real quick, and I'll put pictures up online. You can see this forest sort of behind here. And then look at this house right here. What an interesting... I hope I'm getting good shots of this. I can't turn the camera around for some reason. It won't let me switch. I think they should fix that. But, you know, it needs a paint job. It needs to be... you know, I don't want to criticize it. It's a very low... Look at that front door. You know what? It looks like somebody doesn't live here, to be honest with you. That's not the house that I was coming to. But it is interesting, right? Look at those little jutting things out there and that little thing. I wonder what's in there. I would put like a little study, like a narrow study in there. Two floors. Narrow bunk beds at the top. Interesting. All right. And so this is the house here in Michigan. Just the sloping roof. I don't know if that's sloping, if I'm using that word correctly. But then these 6-10 sort of slits in the side of the house. Boy, it's a beauty, eh? Look at that. Always love this house, you know? And look at that front thing. Now you can see like some of the, now I appreciate that they don't spray weed killer in here. That's not a good thing. But look at that. What a beauty. What? I don't know if anybody is watching this. Today I'm sort of treating this like an Instagram live story. I'm just winging it. I'm just, I know people have accused me of rambling in the past, and they're right. But this is a real rambler today. But look at that. Wow. But if anybody knows what style this is, if it's just a unique style, or if it's, well, you can see somebody in that side room there watching TV. Oh, what a life. Boy, I'd love to see inside of it. Could be boring, you never know. But from the outside looking in, you'd never think that. Boy, if it wasn't COVID times, I might knock on the door and say, hey, can I, will there be a time? Do you have home tours? What's going on here with this house? Who designed this? Boy, look at that. It's just a beauty. It really is. Makes me wonder about all the things I've missed in the world. You could see this in Dwell. If you maybe spruced it, well, to be in Dwell, you'd have to put this on a mountainside or like out in the middle of a field. That would be Dwellish, but they would like the structure of the house, the outside at least, assuming that the inside's kind of functional. But anyway, that's all I wanted to show you. You know, it's interesting when you go to places, cities, towns, neighborhoods, a lot of people don't look up. You don't really necessarily look up at houses, but people don't tend to look up at trees. If you're downtown, people don't look up at buildings. And I never understood that. I look up. You got to look up, folks. That's all it is. You look up, you reach for the stars. You find a little star and you put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. That's the message of the day. That's what this episode is about. There it is, a shot of the house. Sorry if you're listening to this. You can't see it. Just trust me, it's a beauty. But yeah, so I hope you are having a great day. It's December 1st here. It's December 1st everywhere. Nice day, sunny day. You got to take advantage of those up in the cold parts, the cold bits of the country. Let me know what you think. Send me an email. I like to get messages. I like to read them. I won't read them online. I would never do that unless you said that it was okay. Maybe I should have made that clear before. I do like to read messages, but I would never, ever share them unless you gave me permission, of course. But I do like to know where you're at and what you're listening to. I'm going to sign off here and listen to some of my favorite podcasts. Never really talked about that before, but Tuesdays, I like to listen to Tuesdays with Stories, Joe List, Mark Norman. Two guys, they're not PC folks, but they seem like good guys. They say words that shouldn't be said in today's society, but that just makes it funnier. It's like if you're in a situation in class, somebody said something funny and you know you're not supposed to laugh, it just makes it funnier. So I'm listening to that today, maybe a few other ones, but that's my day. All right, hey, arthouse43.com if you want to make a donation in the giving season here, Giving Tuesday. patreon.com/arthouseradio specifically for this podcast, and patreon.com/arthouse43 if you want to give to the mothership organization which produces this show and many other things. I love you guys. I will see you soon, and have a great Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever you're listening to this. Have a great one.